Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. And that was my opening from last week. In fact, so much to share and so little time, but I'm going to re-air a portion of last Wednesday's program where I combined my interview at WBGL with Jonathan and Courtney, as in 4 days our audience of one will happen. But also on Monday, Taylor Mitchell of WCIA Channel 3 had Mike Crosta and I in the studio for a live segment. So you're going to first hear that, and then the creative way I put together my interview at WBGL with Jonathan and Courtney. Also today on CI Living on Channel 3, Mike Crosta and I will be on with Heather Roberts. So yay God, how he's pulling this all together to make our audience of one this Sunday a special event. Here's Mike and my brief interview with Taylor Mitchell as broadcast live on Monday on WCIA Channel 3.
We are joined by Michael and Mark from Audience One. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I want to get right to it. Tell me about the event.
Well, we're excited. It's a call to praise and worship, so we're going to honor God representing many different churches and nationalities and life journeys and come together and worship him at the Virginia Theater.
And this started actually a year ago. Well, not quite a year ago, but in November, we did our first Audience of One, and we gathered about 400 people in the Virginia Theater, and that was just to pray for the city. We prayed for all aspects of the city, the businesses, the youth, the pastors, the churches, city government, first responders, everybody. Yeah. And it was very successful.
That's amazing. And you guys have a special guest. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Pastor Jason Epperson of the CU Church, but also the life coach of the football and basketball team, 4-0, go Illini. He's going to come and share a unifying message to challenge us all to understand we're loved by God and we can love people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's a free event.
Free event.
Anybody can show up. You don't have to register. We accept everybody in at this event, right?
That's correct.
Free event. Doors open at 5:15, and the formal program begins at 6. So get there early because parking will be premium, and we're going to fill the Virginia Theater.
So you're expecting a full audience.
1,500.
Yes, we are.
That's incredible. And you guys, like you said, you've done this before.
Uh-huh.
I think you said you had about 400
That's correct.
People. So this year, how's it going to be a little bit different?
So last time it was prayer focus mainly and a little worship. Well, this time it's going to be a worship set, and then it's going to be followed by Jason. It's going to be, I think, a lot more energetic than the last one, which needed to be sort of quiet and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, tell me about the worship. Who's going to be there? What can you expect to hear?
It's going to be a diverse worship team, so we're excited about that. It'll be praise and worship, some familiar songs, so those that are older will love the hymns, and yet some praise and worship,
nice.
So the youth will enjoy it too.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add?
Well, I think one of the main points that needs to be stressed is the different people from the body of Christ that are coming together. So there's how many different
45 plus churches.
Wow.
And our volunteer team is a mixed team, and our worship team is mixed. So I think we're really modeling unity with this event.
That's incredible. This sounds like such an awesome, exciting event. Just remind us one more time when and where this will be.
So it's this Sunday, the 29th, and it's at the Virginia Theater, downtown Champaign. Doors open at 5:15. The formal program begins at 6 o'clock, bringing us all together as one people of God.
And it's free.
Ah, I love that. That's the best word.
Yeah.
Michael, Mark, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you very much.
Well, that was our brief interview on WCIA Channel 3 from Monday. And later today, Heather Roberts with CI Living will allow us to share some more about the Audience of One coming this Sunday night. Well, here's how I began last Wednesday's broadcast. I was at the WBGL studios in Champaign, and I got to do a few air shifts with Jonathan and Courtney. They're that dynamic morning duo, and it was wonderful to be with them. In fact, I was there from about a little before 8 a.m. till 10 a.m., a couple hours. We actually did three live morning shifts. And then all the WBGL staff gathered in a large conference room and covered various prayer requests from the staff members for the community and for some of the ministry work that they're doing, including their upcoming oil change for moms. Well, anyways, on today's edition of Mark and Friends, I'm going to broadcast those three different segments where they ask me questions about the audience of one, a little about the radio ministry, and were so gracious to allow me to talk about some of the things that we'll be doing on Sunday night, September 29th, our audience of one, a call to praise and worship. And so to set the tone for these different, I guess you would call them three different voice tracks, I'm going to play a portion of Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. It's a wonderful song, and it'll mirror kind of what we hope to accomplish during our audience of one on Sunday, September 29th. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org, right there on the homepage, and click on the Find Out More or to register. It's a free event, no tickets needed, but because we're planning on 1,000+, in fact, I think we're going to reach our 1,500 people, it'd be great for you to let us know you're coming, and so register at greatnewsradio.org. But here's a portion of Waymaker to set up my interview and sharing time with Jonathan and Courtney with WBGL.
You are here, moving in the midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. Moving in the midst, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every
God is the Waymaker, the Miracle Worker, the Promise Keeper, the Light in the Darkness. My God, your God, I hope. That is who he is, and he's there for you. And we're going to have the privilege to gather on Sunday night, September 29th, at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. Doors open at 5:15, and the formal program begins right at 6. So get there early, get seated, and prepare for a great time of praise and worship, along with a unifying message so that we can be that one people of God, representing many churches, but one people that have an identity that transcends race, nationality, religious affiliation. We are citizens of the kingdom. Well, I'm going to reiterate some of that as Jonathan and Courtney interview me, and they surprise me with my opening theme music. So here is our first segment.
Come on!
We're glad you're here. Okay. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Welcoming to the WBGL studio, Mark Burns.
I'm feeling the love. What an opening.
So for those that don't know that voice or that song, Mark has a radio station called Great News Radio. And when he comes on his morning program, which is, I love the name of it, Mark and Friends.
Yes. Aww.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yep, it is.
You play that every day.
Yep.
And who is that singing that song, by the way?
The Neelands.
Oh,
wow. That's great.
Just had the plane crash. I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So real quick, you're the general manager, and you're like, what? We're talking about different radio stations here. Don't confuse me. Mm-hmm. What is Great News Radio? Where is Great News Radio?
Well, with the 19 frequencies, we cover all of Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and so it's all over. So I tell people they can't escape us if they live in Central Illinois.
Yeah, and you have a mixture of music and teaching and preaching conversation type programs. Mm-hmm.
Three different formats for the 19 frequencies.
That is so cool to be able to bring Jesus to people every single day. And so we would say, wouldn't you say, Court, we are kind of like partners in the gospel of Jesus?
Yes, I would say that. I like to see it because it reminds me that the kingdom of God is way bigger than our little world. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and I've been a listener to WBGL for 30 plus years. And I go back to the Steve Young days.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Wow, amazing.
Steve Young is a good guy. He was our general manager here back in the day. I grew up listening to him in the Chicagoland area, and he is now managing a radio station in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm. Yep, he sure is.
Our sister station there.
Yep.
So we're here to talk about radio, do inside jokes, industry information all morning.
Yeah, right.
actually not. So in a few minutes, we're going to come back and go into some detail about an event that's coming up here at the end of the month. But just at least bait us with the details here, Mark, because this is so good. I got to go to it last year. Truly a unifying event, and it's coming up soon.
Audience of One, a call to praise and worship. Last year, we didn't talk about prayer. We didn't teach about prayer. We prayed.
Yep.
This year, we're going to praise and worship Almighty God, the One, capital O.
Wow. Real quick, where and when?
It's at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign on Sunday night, September 29th. Doors open at 5:15. Program formally begins at 6 p.m.
Okay. If you want more details on that, you can text us here. Our number is 866-917-9245. Court, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you like Mark Burns?
I like Mark Burns.
So you wouldn't be offended if we came back and had some more chat?
I would hope that we would.
Right, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, that was our first segment. We then took a break, and as they were playing music, we had testimony time. Jonathan said, hey, we have a few minutes while the song plays. Mark, you have a minute and a half to tell some of your faith journey. Then Courtney shared some of her life story and testimony, as did Jonathan. We just had a great time sitting and talking and sharing and reveling in God's goodness and the privilege we have as broadcasters to convey that good news message of Jesus. So it was a great time at WBGL. CGL. And when they gave out their number, some of you might be tuning in thinking, what was that number? Well, I was in the studios, the WBGL studios, on Monday as they had me come in to talk about our audience of one. And so you're going to hear our next segment where I shared some more about the gathering, what's going to be going on, and what people can expect, along with some fun chit-chat, how Courtney and I had met up a few years prior, and the importance of this event as we come together as one people. Here's the second segment with Jonathan and Courtney of WBGL.
WBGL, we're Jonathan and Courtney, and hey, we're also in the studio this morning with Mark Burns from Great News Radio, and it's a joy and a pleasure to have you here, Mark.
And I can't wait to return the favor. I've had Jonathan in before, but we got to get you and others over to our studios.
Well, I'd love it.
Yes. He is my radio friend, is who he
yes.
is. So.
This
and
is
I
great.
Like the technology. Your microphones are very similar, same headsets and such. Yes.
Well, and I have to say, my first memory of you, Mark, is from 2021, right? Actually, I was in the interviewing process of coming here to WBGL, but you had at your station an audio drama of Chronicles of Narnia, and I got the smallest part ever for that, and it was super fun to come and be part of those like rehearsals and everything, and you were there, I remember that. So
wonderful.
That was actually kind of my first radio station experience before
we should
coming
have gotten
to
our
one.
Hooks in you then. How'd you get her away from us, Jonathan?
I know it. Mark is here to talk about this really great event, September 29th. It's called Audience of One. And you would say this is for not just the city of Champaign, which we heard in a lot of different communities. If you're nowhere near Champaign and you wouldn't come to this event, I would just love for you to listen in to see if God might be planting some seeds of something that maybe should happen in other communities. But I went to this event last year, and it started out, there was great worship from various churches, leaders that were there doing it. And then we went into a time of prayer, and I had my kids that night, and I did not stay for the whole prayer time. But I remember driving home thinking, I feel so good that there are this many hundreds of people in a downtown theater praying for my city right now, praying for my community. And what's going on this year?
It'll be somewhat similar in the fact that we're going to honor God. He's our audience of one. And yet we're going to focus on praise and worship. And so we'll have a dynamic worship team, a diverse team representing people from different backgrounds, life experiences.
That's cool.
We'll have a speaker that'll unify us because we want everyone to leave and recognize we're one people. We follow Jesus maybe at different churches, but we're one people of God, and that our identity is in him. It's not in our denomination, our race, our nationality. It's one people of God. So we're going to lift high the name of Jesus with some dynamic praise and worship, some prayer time. We're going to have a number of pastors at the very end come together and invite people to come forward to pray. And then a dynamic, unifying message of being that one people of God. What would God do if we looked beyond just our church, our four walls, and had such a big enough dream or idea that it forced us to all work together? And that's what we want to encourage people.
I really feel like unity is what God has placed in us to want, because it's what he wants. And I think he's just put it in humans in general. We're always looking for a cause. We're always looking for a thing to stand behind. This is the greatest thing ever that we can get unified about.
I knew you were
going
to say that. September 29th, Virginia Theater in Champaign. More with Mark Burns on WBGL.
You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. I know it's a bit unusual, but on Monday I was invited into the studios of WBGL in Champaign, and they have a massive network similar to ours that covers much of the state of Illinois. And actually, some of their broadcasts, I think, go into other states. But they had me on to talk about the audience of one and some of our ministry calling. And so it was a lot of fun to spend a few hours with them. And I share a little background on how I've been a listener to WBGL for many years, 30 plus years. And when we first went on the air on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996, Steve Young and the WBGL staff that first week sent us a letter of congratulations and encouraging us to fight the good fight as we serve the kingdom and serve the listeners in the area. So I hope you're all going to come out to our audience of one. It's happening on Sunday night, September 29th at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. It's going to be a great time, as we're calling it an audience of one, a call to praise and worship. As mentioned, there'll be a number of pastors at the end of the program that'll be asked to come forward to pray with anyone that has needs. Maybe somebody's going to come to Christ and commit to following Jesus that very night. To other concerns or heartaches or situations, you would just ask for prayer.
We're in the studio with kind of a visionary, kind of an innovator this morning, and not even kind of. His name is Mark Burns. He's with Great News Radio, and I was just noticing, Courtney.
Yeah.
Did you know that once a week, Mark does his show? It's called Mark and Friends. I love the concept.
I know, I do too.
I mean, he's the main host, but then anybody and everybody you can imagine is on the show every day.
They become friends.
Yeah, they become friends. And so he does his show once a week out in the community.
Oh.
And you can sign up to be a part of, like, the live audience.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
This is smart stuff. That's got to be a lot of fun.
It is, and you never know what they're going to say, too. Kind of that Art Link letter with children.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That sounds amazing.
So you are a part of putting on this event called Audience of One. It's at the Virginia Theater, Sunday night, September 29th, downtown Champaign. Prayer, worship, you know, building the community kingdom together. I notice, and I know we have a lot of listening friends that are nowhere near Champaign, maybe 4 or 5 hours from Champaign, but I would love for you to speak into all the communities, Mark, where WBGL is heard right now, because I even well before I knew you, I could tell you were a guy that is very passionate about unity in the kingdom of God and in our local communities, where, you know, we got the Surgeon General saying we're in a loneliness epidemic. You don't seem like a lonely guy because you choose to participate in the greater kingdom of God in the community. I was just wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
Well, let me first do a shout out for WBGL that I've been a listener 30 plus years.
Oh,
and
it.
Even from the beginning days when Steve Young, the week we went on the air, he and the WBGL staff sent a thank you letter and noticed for partnering with them and blessed us. And it's been that way for these 30 plus years. And so I love the work that you're doing, how you pour into people, how you love on people, the community engagement that WBGL is famous for because you're in many different communities. But I'd challenge you on one thing. We have people coming in from Springfield, from Macomb, Champaign, Urbana. Obviously, there'll be a big turnout, but we're thinking we're going to fill the Virginia Theater, over 1,500 people.
Okay. Like
so get there early. Doors open at 5:15, and it's going to be a glorious time to honor the Lord and to praise and worship Him.
So how would a community like, let's just say the one that I'm from originally, Ottawa, Illinois, they don't have anything like this. Maybe they do, but I'm just saying, like, any town, how would they get something started like this?
Well, a lot of prayer has gone into this. In fact, the audience of one last year, we prayed for 2 years that God would unify, bring us together as one people to pray. And I mentioned this earlier. We didn't talk about prayer. We didn't teach about prayer. We prayed. We got up there. Nobody was highlighted or introduced. Mm-hmm. They got out there and prayed, and we had a variety of topics that we covered. Well, this time we're going to just worship God as one people, praise Him, adore Him. And then when we pray, it's like the Lord's Prayer. We're not going to just go into it with, here's our laundry list, God, answer these prayers.
Yeah.
We're going to first worship Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to honor Him. Like in the Lord's Prayer, you know, we first begin with, hallowed be thy name, before we ask Him for things. And so we're going to worship, we're going to gather as one people and just praise Him.
I love starting with worship in prayer because it gets your eyes focused on Him. And, you know, you think about the concept of magnifying something, you're making it larger in your eyes, and you're reminding yourself who we're even praying to. And that builds your faith as you're worshiping, and you just even feel more energized and jazzed to pray, you know?
That's so great.
Yeah, I love this.
I thought you were didn't.
I truncated myself.
Mark Burns, General Manager of Great News Radio. If somebody wants some more details on this event, they didn't catch it all, they're driving, where would you direct them?
An easy graphic and something they can click on is greatnewsradio.org. and they'll see the audience of one caption. Just click on it. It gives all the information if you want to volunteer, if you want to participate. We have a lot of pastors that'll be praying up at the end of the gathering, and it's going to be a great time to worship.
Wow, but, Mark, awesome. We love you. Thank you for doing this. Yes. We like you, too.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and I want to have you back in our studios in the coming days.
Come on. All right.
He has animal audiences at his studio as well.
Oh, really now?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Chickens will peck at the window if we don't feed them the mealworms on time.
Now, are there any cats?
Yes, a stray neighbor cat that
All
comes
right,
up.
I'll be there.
She's here for it.
Yeah.
Well, those were the closing remarks with Jonathan and Courtney with WBGL as they invited me into their studios. We had a wonderful time together. And let me personally extend an invitation to everyone listening, to you, to come out on Sunday night, September 29th, to the Virginia Theater in Champaign for our Audience of One, a call to praise and worship. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and help us get the word out. Invite your friends and family members, and let's fill the Virginia Theater with worshipers of God and become that one people honoring the prayer of Jesus, where he said, "Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Oh, listening friend, God's putting together a special gathering Sunday night, September 29th at the Virginia Theater, downtown Champaign. It's called Audience of One, a call to praise and worship. Doors open at 5:15 and the formal program begins at 6 p.m. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.